why'd you take so long to come to me? Oh, baby. And love, love, your love. Tell me, were you hiding from me all the time? Each time I tried to find someone to take your place, it was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby, when I was kissing someone new, deep inside I was missing you. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. Now I don't know just what I'm gonna do.
This is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to another cold, horrible November day. I hate November for all those that don't know, but I'm really happy to be here today with some fantastic people. That is David Palomar, Ethan Dunn, Sammy Simons is in the house from Atlanta, Georgia, but David and Ethan are two of my closest buddies here at Tufts. Fellas, how are you doing today?
It's a beautiful day, Sam. Beautiful November day. I'm doing Boo. So well.
Boo.
Beautiful. I'm doing splendid, swimmingly. loving this November sky. It is beautiful. I actually do like November, but I understand your dislike.
You know, I apologize for just the pure negativity out of the gate, but I've said like many a time on various things that this time, I don't know. Anyway, I'm just tired, but I'm getting a lot of energy today from this show. Gentlemen, it's so great to have you. David was on the program last year at one point, but we knew that this was a foregone conclusion, yes, that this was going to happen, and we're going to have a lot of fun here today.
Oh, we are.
So, first thing I just wanted to start off, I do with all of my guests, is we talk about where you're from, what it was like growing up, and what it was like first coming to Tufts. So both of you are NYC boys, Manhattan boys at heart, that's right?
Absolutely.
That is true, yes.
So what was it like growing up right in Manhattan, Upper East, Upper West Side?
I grew up on the Upper West, or I first started on the Lower East Side, and then I moved to the Upper West. And I think like growing up in the city, it's very much like, you know, you walk everywhere, everything's like close by. And then it was where I went back a couple weeks ago, and I was like, wow, it is different. Sorry, I was forgot about what it was like to be in the city. But yeah, I loved growing up in the city. I hope to be back there at some point in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. I agree. I mean, it's definitely a city that changes. I've found that over time. I've lived around the city.
Sleeps.
It never sleeps. That is true. That holds true. And I'm happy. Like, it's cool having lived there, but then seeing, like, here in Medford, you know, other types of living, other styles of living. It's cool to have a little taste of both.
Yeah, what was that like? So, because you lived in the biggest city in the country, one of the biggest cities in the world for growing up. What was that initial transition like, coming to more like at Tufts in like a suburb? And walk me through what that feeling was like initially.
to be honest, I mean, the peacefulness of it was kind of nice, you know. Like in New York especially, I've lived on pretty low floors. You've lived on pretty low floors. At night, you can just hear like constant honking, traffic jams. You know, everyone's always going somewhere. I feel like that's the stereotype of the city, and it's definitely true. You know, everyone's going somewhere, moving around. But here, it's a little more relaxed. It's kind of peaceful. It's nice.
Yeah. When I was in the college search, I was specifically looking for not city schools. So I wanted to get out of New York City, and then my sister actually goes to Penn. And when I visited her during freshman year, I was like, wow, like, I almost forgot what it's like to be, like, in a city. And then especially during school, I think, me personally, I love this more open peacefulness of Medford, Massachusetts.
Yeah, and that was something I honestly liked, too. I knew I wanted to stay in a place that was not necessarily right in the middle of a city, but near a city. And the Tufts is very unique in that way. It feels like kind of a perfect mix of, you get some of that air and open space of the suburb, but also there's a big city nearby in Boston, which is lots of fun.
Yeah.
So thank you, gentlemen, for sharing your backstories in the great city of New York. We're going to get into some music here. David and Ethan both brought some songs that they would like to share today, each of varying background genres and styles. We're going to start with one of David's songs here, and it's Accidentally In Love by the Counting Crows.
Great
David
song.
Would you like to elaborate a little bit on what this song means to you?
Oh, what this means to me? Absolutely nothing, because I've never...
Beautiful. All right, you know what? We're just going to get into it because, yeah. All right. Accidentally In Love by Counting Crows. You might have heard it in Shrek, actually, too, right, David? Shrek 2.
Shrek 2 is the this is the opening song of Shrek 2. That's what the song means
to me. All right, let's just do it. Here we go.
Accidentally in love.
That was Accidentally in Love by the Counting Crows from Shrek 2. And this feels like a perfect segue into talking about the initial thing that brought us three together. And that's theater and drama and just performing together. We first met at in freshman year at a theater mixer or something.
That's right.
In Adikman of Tufts University, and it was a lot of fun. And since then, we've been involved in various productions and various things together. And you guys just finished working on a show. You were both in the show The Interrobangers by M. Sloth Levine. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So tell for the listeners that probably don't know what The Interrobangers is, which is probably most people, tell us a little bit about what the show is and what it was like being in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the show Interrobangers.
I guess you would do some background.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So M. Sloth Levine wrote this show. I believe they finished writing it in 2018.
Yeah.
It was supposed to go on stage in London in 2020. COVID canceled that, unfortunately.
Boom.
Our director, Joe Resses, they were in contact with Sloth, and they ended up getting the script and permission to put the play on at Tufts. So we were supposed to do this show last year. It was unfortunately postponed due to some difficulties.
The great mold
of one of our performance spaces.
Yeah. We like to say that this was the world premiere of The Interrobangers. Yeah. Happened at Tufts University.
Yeah. And fantastic. And what the show is it's basically it takes a lot of inspiration from cartoons like Scooby-Doo, and it's an adult version of that explores more, real themes that are real to people, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it was great because Ethan in the show played the Scooby equivalent, the dog in the show, and
Bark.
David was just like a bunch of things. I don't even know how to describe it. He played like an ice cream parlor man or whatever. That's not even right. A police officer, some dead dude, some minion. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was such a blast from that, because as someone who didn't know the show at all, I had no idea what to expect. It was just even so much better than I thought. And the set was cool. It was just a lot of fun, and you guys did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
So coming up next, next semester, it's lots of fun stuff is happening. Shrek the Musical.
Wow. Shrek the Musical.
It's by Torn Ticket, the student-run musical theater group on campus, and David here is going to be choreographing.
That is true. Thank you. I'm so excited because I've never choreographed an entire show. I've choreographed numbers here and there. I've worked at a lot of student theater camps where I've choreographed numbers for kids, theater kids, but I've never done an entire musical before. Shrek the Musical, I've loved it for a very long time, and Audrey Sachs, the director next semester, when she approached me about it, I was like, that's such a good idea, because Shrek, I love it because it has deeper meanings, but on the outside layer, it is really this fun show where you really just get to explore that cartoonish, Joe Rez is our director for Interrobangers. What they always said was theater is about play. Think about the play sense of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
So I'm so excited for Shrek, which auditions will be the middle of January, coming out soon.
Quick plug.
Towards that.
I think Ethan and I are both planning on auditioning at the moment.
I sure hope so. Shrek holds a very special place in my heart. I the first movie was the first piece of media to ever make me cry tears of joy.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I
loved it. It's actually a very essential part to who I am.
It's a very beautiful and touching film, let's just say that, and musical. And it's really a cultural phenomenon, I gotta say.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited that we are carrying on this cultural phenomenon into Tufts University, and I'm excited to see what happens with it all. It's gonna be great. Okay, next up, we're gonna do one of Ethan's songs now. It's Sleeping with the Television On by Billy Joel. You wanna say a little bit about that one, Ethan?
Yeah, sure. I sort of just started getting into Billy Joel because, he has a lot of famous songs, and this is one I found while I was exploring that I think is not as well known as some of his big ones, but it's one of my favorites.
I'm excited to hear it, y'all. Sleeping with the Television On by Billy Joel. Here we go.
same old line. This isn't easy for me to say, Diane. I know you don't need anybody's protection. I really wish I was less of a thinking man and more a fool who's not afraid of rejection. All night long, all night long, I'll just be standing here, cause I know I don't have the guts to come on. And I'll be sleeping with the television on. Your eyes are saying, talk to me, but my attitude is, boy, don't waste your time. Somebody else's same old line. All night long, all night long, we'll just be standing here, cause somebody might do somebody wrong. I will be sleeping with the television on.
Sleeping with the television,
sleeping with the television on. Oh, sleeping with the television on.
That was Sleeping with the Television On by Billy Joel. I hadn't even heard of that one before. That was great.
Yeah, I really like it. I'm glad you got to play today.
Yeah, we love talking about all sorts of music, but also a big thing I feel like that we bond over is movies. And David and I are currently in a class called Art of the Moving Image, which is a big old film class where we watch lots of different films. And Ethan pops by sometimes. And
yeah,
we watch things. Yeah.
Yeah, I love to come to their. They have screening periods where they watch movies and. Not to expose myself here, but I just pop in every now and then and you know, catch a screening.
Hey yo, yeah, it's a lot of fun. We watch some very movies that are, let's say, off the beaten path. Yeah.
Definitely niche. Some of
you
the
watch
movies
a,
of all
a
time.
Wide range of movies.
You want to talk about, like, what's a movie that really hit home with you in Art of the Moving Image or in general?
Yeah, we watched this movie called The Sound of Metal last week, which was a. I think so far that's been my favorite movie that we've watched in that class.
Yeah.
I'm in a psychology class called Perception, where we actually were talking about The Sound of Metal is about this drummer who goes deaf, and the movie is basically about his journey of sort of realizing that being deaf, like, he joins this deaf community, and the whole thing of the community is that being deaf is not something that constricts you. It's not like a disability that you should feel like you have to fix. The movie really just explores, like, his journey of, like, realizing that. And the film was so well done. I'm so glad we watched it. And yeah, we also watched movies like Run Lola Run.
Oh boy.
We watched
The Limey.
The
most cursed movie ever.
This class really gives a huge range of movies. We watch things like Jaws.
Speed.
Parasite.
Sorts of stuff.
And then, like, Citizen Kane. And then we'll go to, like, movies like that. So it's a beautiful class. And, yeah, Sound of Metal has been my favorite movie that we've watched so far.
I completely agree with that take. I think that that's what's made that movie very impactful to me is the audio presentation. Mm-hmm. Like, how it really, like, embodied or tried to at least simulate what it was like for... Ruben is the main character.
Yes,
what it was like for him to lose his hearing, and then also, like, but it was cool because it wasn't just like it was like he could hear things and then he was deaf. You could also, like, hear the vibrations of different sounds that he was picking up, and it was just very.
I believe this movie won Best Sound Design.
It did,
right? Yes,
for at the Oscars. Yeah. So Ethan, now tell me a movie in Art of the Moving Image or just some random movie that made an impact on you. Tell me why.
Wow.
sorry, that's kind of a big question. So we can pump the brakes for a sec. We can always default to Marvel, which we might get to in
Black
a second.
Panther.
But
You know, I might have to think on that.
Okay.
Because there are so many options, but I will come back to you.
Well, in the meantime, we are going to talk a little bit about Marvel. And as we all know on this show, I am the biggest Marvel fan that there is in the entire world.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So just a bit of context. When David was on the show last spring,
he
exposed me for being a fake fan when we were in a discussion about Spider-Man live on air, and I'm completely owning up to that. Because I feel like I based a lot of my initial personality around the fact that I liked Spider-Man, when in reality I've only seen about three of the movies.
Yeah.
So, anyway, wait, what'd you just say?
Nothing, keep going.
What? Okay, well, I do like Marvel. I am a Marvel, I wouldn't say I'm like a huge fan of Marvel, but a lot of my good friends like Marvel. There was the new Black Panther movie that just came out that you saw last night, David. Was that good without giving away spoilers?
Yes, no spoilers review. I think it was a very beautiful movie. It focused more on Wakanda itself rather than, you know, the Marvel universe has expanded so much. It, to me personally, you know, Marvel has been releasing so many TV shows and stuff. I think they're doing a little too much.
Like, I agree. It's a money grab, y'all.
But this Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, they really focused on Chadwick Boseman, who passed away 2 years ago. They focused this more on that world of Wakanda. And I think they did a very beautiful job of keeping it about sort of his impact and sort of that part of the Marvel Universe, which I think was a very good choice, rather than making it like, you know, another Infinity War. This was a movie that was meant to sort of be about his legacy, and I think they did a very good job with it. Yeah.
That's really great. Well, what about some Marvel for you, Ethan? What are some good Marvel moments, movies?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Guardians of the Galaxy. I think that's my favorite. I'm just a huge fan of the style of just like, you know, fun, chaotic. Soundtrack is amazing. I'm a huge fan. I just think it's a fun movie all around, and I really love it. So
completely agree. Yeah. What was the one? I'm forgetting. I'm all of a sudden forgetting what I was going to say about what movie. No Way Home, the biggest spoiler in the entire thing was...
It's been out for long enough.
The Spider-Man collab with all the different Spider-Men that came together. What?
I mean, like, there's a Spider-Man running around Tufts.
Have you guys seen that? Like, there's some guy
who's everywhere,
who's just dressed... He dresses up as Spider-Man cosplay, pretty much, and just... There, and is out to get the watch out, Ren Creeper. I don't know about that.
If you're
listening right now,
and we have close connections to him, so
we know him really well. Like I've posed in many pictures with this guy. I think David really has some inside connections to this dude. Like he knows his whole backstory and everything. If you see Tough Spider-Man around, please give us information because we are huge Spider-Man fans and we want to know everything there is about Tough Spider-Man.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Okay. That seems like a good place to wrap up this segment. We're going to play some Silk Sonic now, everybody, and then we'll be back in a few. Peace.
Girl,
That was Skate by Silk Sonic. And that was a lot of mics I just turned on all at once because we have Sammy Simons here joining the show, everybody, from Atlanta, from Emory University. And it's that time of the program, everybody. It's PSA time, the best time in the show. And we have so much bonus PSA content for you today. We're going to have three different PSAs at once. Sammy, you want to start us off with the first one?
Sure. Hi, everybody. Okay. Big Brothers and Big Sisters public service announcement. Be a Big Brother's Big Sister volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother or little sister aged 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more...
No, go ahead.
They won't phone call. Okay, to learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS or visit us online at bigsbrotherbigsister.org.
Oh, I've never heard that
one.
That's so cute. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Thank you very much, Sammy.
Random
that was
page,
wonderful. Flip to a random page. What's the next one? Boom.
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 Okay.
Know your cell phone rights. Whether you've been taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anyone holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor, so consider using a keycode password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one's using it. Particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. This is a long PSA. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search." Thank you. Finally, remember that the police can always ask for a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, or app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation or on the web at EFF.org. A public service announcement message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Beautiful. Next.
Random page.
Quick. Go. Go. Flip.
Go. Move.
Fast. Fast. Rapid fire.
Come on, Dave, let's go.
Boom. Boom.
Rolls. AARP. Caregiver Assistance. PSA. Full version. When your loved one needs help getting around, you're more than just a daughter or a son. You're their driver, personal shopper, and finance manager. And then before you know it, you're their cook, personal assistant, physical therapist, and even nurse. When you start taking care of a loved one, you don't realize the challenge of playing so many roles. AARP understands the many roles you play, and to help, they've created an online caring resource for the over 42 million caregivers in the U.S. who are caring for a parent or a loved one. Now, caregivers finally have a place they can ask for help. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find local resources and connect with experts in the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to find resources. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, I think that deserves a round of applause.
I just have to say before we start the next Woo! Song, Sam, that was the second piece of media to make me cry tears of joy. Mm. So
oh,
you.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad. I think that's the most work that PSA book has gotten in a while. congratulations. Thank you all so much for fantastic readings. Before we get into this next song, Ethan.
Yes.
Hi. Do you want to talk about a movie or something?
Yeah,
that you like?
Yeah. I just wanted to take you up on that question before because I thought it was such a good one. I think this is a very common answer to a lot of people, but I am a huge fan of the movie Interstellar. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Basic.
Yes.
But it's just it's such a beautiful movie to me, and it plays to a lot of the things I hold near and dear. Like I am a nerd for science stuff. I love all the space stuff that they do in the movie, and I just think it's such a compelling story with
with so many great performances and beautiful, beautiful shots. So it means a lot.
Couldn't agree more. That's a fantastic answer. And just Hans Zimmer and Nolan and just that tandem. I'm saying one day I'm going to meet Hans Zimmer. It's going to happen. And I'm going to find a way and it's going to be beautiful.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of music, let's get back into some music, y'all. Ethan, we're going to play another one of your songs. It's Sparks by Coldplay. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. This is actually, you know, not to give it a lot of weight, but this is one of my favorite songs of all time, I would say.
Mm. Did it make you cry?
It might.
Mm-hmm.
It might.
Mm-hmm.
Third. I'm a big Coldplay fan, and I fortunately got to see them play with Sammy at the beginning of the summer. We saw them in the great state of New York, and they played this song, an acoustic version of it, and it was amazing.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah. Okay, Sparks by Coldplay. Here we go, everyone. That was Sparks by Coldplay, and that that's just a great song. And it always gets me in, like, I feel like I'm in like a summer evening, just like sitting with my arms behind my head in a hammock.
Yeah, I totally see that.
Dream sequence.
I miss warm weather. Anyway, so this is a question I try to ask all of my guests when they're on the show, and it's very open-ended and you can take it any direction you want. What are you passionate about? And that can be related to really anything you want, career, creativity. You can just take it and roll with it. So Ethan, do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to, Sam. I love this question because, you know, I think passions are, they're important. They're what drive us. They're, yep. you know, get us out of bed every morning. I have a lot of passions, to be honest. You know, I mentioned this before when I was talking about Interstellar, but I'm really into science.
Yeah.
It's so cool, the things that people are doing. I'm a bio major. I love bio. But, you know, I wanted to get into some of the more niche things that I'm into.
Yeah.
I really freaking love penguins, man. I think they're so cool.
Yes, I love it.
I love penguins. You know, I think if I could come back, like in Moana, you know, they come back in another life as an animal, I would yes. want to be a penguin.
That is a fantastic answer. Yeah, I love it. David, you want to say yours?
Yeah, I would love to. I think, first of all, I love drinking milk, and I just want to put that out there.
We know.
PSA, drink your milk.
Drink your milk. Calcium.
Got milk?
This is literally
not
all
question
he...
mark. Like, exclamation point.
Being with him like all the time, this is literally all the man drinks. Yeah. I swear.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to get me a Christmas present, I need a got milk shirt, but not question mark, exclamation point. Because that is...
okay.
But anyway, yeah. Passions.
Milk.
Other than that, I think like a big part of like what I want to do in life is I love storytelling. That's a big part of everything that I've done in my life. Within theater, like reading, writing, film, we actually learned about this in Art of the Moving Image that we humans like want to tell stories because they yearn for that like human connection because telling stories is a way that we relate to each other. And so I'm a recently declared double major in theater performance studies and psychology. And my parents always ask me like, what are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think human beings are like so unique and interesting. The fact that like we can come from extremely different backgrounds, have the same interest, or come from exactly the same backgrounds and have extremely different interests. I just think like the brain work, the psychology is so amazing. So I say that I'm studying psychology in theater because I want to like sort of learn about humans so that I can tell humans better in a way. And that's where the theater comes in. And
I love that.
Yeah, the theater tells the story, but the psychology learns about how to tell the story.
And I feel like I feel like I'm in a similar situation to you in that way. I'm also passionate about storytelling, and I channel that similarly. I also study psychology, but also in slightly similar but different vein, channeling it through different forms of media. Like this is an example.
Yeah.
Making video broadcasts is another example. Like things like that, just different ways of conveying messages and telling different interesting stories and ways, more ways that we can connect to each other as humans. And this is a great way of doing that right now.
And that is what the spec is.
That is what the spec is, y'all.
Hey,
and so
there
fantastic.
We
penguins. We got milk.
Oh, yeah.
We got science.
Uh-huh.
We got storytelling. That I love all of this. And I think this is a great segue into another song. Some Stevie Wonder coming up next. Mm. Sorry, this is one of mine, y'all.
But, go ahead. Beautiful.
Love Stevie.
Play
love
some
Mr.
Stevie,
yeah.
Mr. Wonder,
Mr.
and
Wonder.
We'll go on from there.
Take it away.
Thanks, boys.
Counterfeit dollar in his hand. He's Mr. Know-it-all. Playing hard, talking fast, making sure that he won't be the last. He's Mr. Know-it-all. Makes a deal
with the biggest smile. He's Mr. Know-It-All. When you tell him he's living fast, he will say, what do you know? If you had my kind of cash, you'd have more than one place to go. Concern is how much you'll pay. He's Mr. Know-It-All. If he shakes on a bed, he's the kind of dude that won't pay his debt. Oh, he's Mr. Know-It-All. When you say that he's living wrong, tell you he knows he's living right, and you'd be a stronger man if you took Mr. Know-It-All's advice. Oh, he's the man with the plan, got the counterfeit dollar in his hand. Just don't give a care, no. He's Mr. Know-It-All. Say,
he's Mr. Know-It-All.
And if I take a pain, take a head off to the man who's got the plague.
Baby, I'm losing ground.
I don't want to soon become the mirror.
gear, anything to get you out of here. Gotta go hit that ride to the setting sun.
Good afternoon, Sam. How can I...
That was Do You Wanna Taste It by Wigwam and He's Mr. Know-It-All by Stevie Wonder. And folks, we're coming up to the last 10-ish minutes of the program here today. So we thought we'd spend the last few minutes of the show today talking about Thanksgiving that's coming up, the holiday season's on the horizon. It's a great time of year. I talked about how I hate November, but anything after November 24th is like, now we're talking.
Yeah.
So what's Thanksgiving looking like for you guys, and how do you feel about it?
Yeah, so I'm actually really excited to be going back home. I know we talked about earlier in the show how I am a New Yorker, but
Floridian.
Surprise. Mm-hmm.
Imposter.
I moved to Florida. I know. So I live there now. I'm excited because I haven't seen my family in a bit. I actually, big news, I got a dog. I've wanted a dog my entire life. Her name is Lola.
Aww.
Very excited to meet her. She's adorable.
This dog's ridiculously cute from the pictures I've seen.
Gorgeous.
She's very
dog.
Cute. So I'm really excited to give some thanks and go back home.
It's amazing. Yeah. David, what about you?
Yeah, I've always loved the holiday season. I actually love fall and winter collectively because I feel like the fall is like the transition. It's a nice like a nice smooth transition to winter, to the holiday season. But I love the holidays for my family. My fun story from my mom, when she immigrated from Taiwan to the U.S., she always talks about how her birthday, which is in late November, was the first time she ever saw snow when she got to the U.S.
Wow.
And so she always has loved winter because it was just so amazing to her that like she got to experience that in the U.S. and ever since, when most of her family also came to the U.S. But yeah, my dad, like, we love Christmas. Christmas is a huge time.
That's great.
I'm so excited just to see the fam, head back home for a bit, because Christmas in New York City.
I'll be there this year.
It is the hype. Like,
it is big hype.
It's not one of those things that are just like in movies. Like the movies are...
They're real.
It's a real thing.
I cannot wait. I'm going to New York City.
Is coming to New York.
I'm going during that time this December. It's going to be amazing.
Yes, but I'm very excited to head back home and just live out the holiday cheer.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, y'all. My Thanksgiving this year is going to be weirdly giant. It's 17 people. My aunts literally rented out a tent and heaters. And they're going to be putting people outside because they don't have a big enough table inside to do it. So I kind of, I hope they're not listening, but
did you get the tent?
But
did you know if you're in a tent?
I don't know yet what the configuration is going to be. I sure hope not.
No.
But at the same time, I'm happy to see everybody. It's my cousins from Oregon, my cousins, the aunt side of the family that I'm not even related to, friends of theirs. Uh-huh. It's like a whole thing. So I'm excited. I'm also excited to watch football. Mm-hmm. My uncle's a Cowboys fan, so that stinks.
Yeah, that's something.
But anyways, Yankees suck. I'll throw that in there.
Whoa.
Randomly.
Out of nowhere.
I felt like we went the whole show without saying me bad-mouthing the Yankees, and I felt like I had to do that right at the end with three New Yorkers at heart there. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the winter season. A little Secret Santa is going to be happening. That's
some secret Rabbi Brower,
Secret Rabbi. Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Shout out Rabbi Brower,
Shout out to Rabbi Brower.
I didn't even know that. Okay.
Happy Kwanzaa to all,
Okay. All right. Well, I think that probably wraps it up today, everybody. I think that is a great ending. So with that, thank you everybody so much for listening. As always, David and Ethan and Sammy, we did this thing. It was great.
It was a lot of fun.
An amazing time. Thank you.
Dare I say the third piece of media to make me cry tears of joy?
Oh my god!
The fourth.
The fourth.
Fourth piece of media. You're sobbing right now. You're a mess, bro.
He's on the floor in a puddle.
I know.
Anyway. Once again, this is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I won't be here next week, everybody, because I'm going to be on break for Thanksgiving.
In a tent. Mm-hmm.
But then when I get
eating
back,
turkey,
in a tent, eating turkey, random stuff like that. But when I get back, there's only two shows left, I think, two or three left in the semester. Ooh. And then that's it. That's it for this semester. So thank you, everyone, as always, for tuning in, coming along on this wild ride that is The Spec. Thank you three again. We're going to have one more song to play us out for the rest of the show today. And have a great week. Have a great Thanksgiving. And we'll see you all soon. Boom. Thanks, everybody. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon. So sweet, little girls double dutch on the concrete. Stronger when you gonna